你儿女们，我们献给你。你在十字架上为我们除去了罪的咒诅，你的血洗净了我们一切的不义，还清了我们一切的亏欠罪债，并且你的血带我们进到至圣所。亲爱的主耶稣，因着你从死里复活，今天我们每一个属你的儿女都得着了你做我们的生命。在这个生命中，我们可以在至圣所里面与我们的神相会，与我们的神交通，我们能够向我们爱我们的父亲、爱我们的神说话，他也借着圣灵在你的里面向我们说话。亲爱的主啊，今天晚上愿你的灵膏我们每一个人，我们需要你，说话的人需要你，听话的人也需要你。主啊，因为我们都是活在肉身中，若不是你的怜悯，若不是你的大能的作为，我们怎么可能明白属灵的事情呢？所以愿你今天晚上借着你的灵运行在我们中间，把你话语的实际赏赐给你的众儿女，给你的教会，让我们真成为一般活在新约实际中的儿女。我们乃是住在至圣所里的儿女。主啊，那是我们的家，那是我们的安息，那是我们享受父一切丰盛怜悯慈爱的地方。亲爱的主耶稣，那也是我们今天外面生活侍奉力量的指引和泉源。所以愿今天晚上圣灵来开启我们，并且圣灵来做工在我们的中间，带我们进入属灵的实际。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。
哎，
感谢主，弟兄姊妹们，在世界上的人，他们用拜偶像的方式，在基督徒中间叫人去庆祝圣诞节的夜晚，我们知道这个节日在圣经里面是没有的。Lydia，sorry。
And so we know that others who worship idols, they celebrate this holiday of Christmas Eve that wasn't in the Bible.
我们今天能够被主分别，仍然聚在他自己的同在中。
But today we are set apart by the Lord and we gather in his presence.
这是极大的恩典。
And this is his great grace.
所以我从今天早上起来就为了今天晚上的聚会一直等候安静在主的面前。
And so since this morning I've been waiting quietly before the Lord for tonight's meeting.
愿主把他真正的生命的那个祝福今天显在每个弟兄姊妹身上。
And so that the Lord can truly reveal the blessing of life to all of us.
我们知道这个圣诞节是一个美丽的错误。
We know that Christmas is a beautiful mistake.
是因为罗马帝国的皇帝他改奉了基督教，但是他没有办法改变罗马人拜偶像的生活方式。
Because the Roman Empire, they were able to introduce Christianity, but not to change the idol worshiping of the Romans.
本来12月25号呢，是罗马人呢，他们拜太阳神，那个太阳神亚波罗的生日，偶像都有生日的。
And so because before December 25th is when they worship the sun god Apollo.
那么他们不能够让罗马人改变那个习俗，就把这个名称改一改。
So before they celebrated Apollo's birthday, but they instead just changed the name, saying that this is Jesus' birthday.
我知道很多神的儿女现在也觉得这一天特别重要，特别神圣。
And so many Christians now still think that this day is very important.
但实际上我们读圣经，没有一处神吩咐我们要来纪念主出生的那个日子。
But if you actually read the Bible, nowhere does it say that we have to remember his birthday.
反而呢，主在上十字架以前为我们设立饼和杯，要我们纪念他为我们死。
But rather, before he went on the cross, he asked us to remember him with the bread and cup to remember his death.
因为那是神的爱，那是神救赎的方法。
Because this is God's love and his way of saving us.
所以今天晚上，我特别感觉到能够和弟兄姊妹，我们脱开基督教的传统和世界的潮流。
And so tonight, I especially think that we need to leave away from the traditions and the practices of the world.
我们能够仍然用一个纯洁的心一同聚集在主的面前。
But instead that we have a pure heart before the Lord.
这是极其宝贵的。
And this is a very precious thing.
今天晚上我要和弟兄姊妹交通到祷告中的第三方面，我称它叫做交通的祷告。
And today I want to share about the third aspect of prayer, the prayer of fellowship.
我自己从过去主的仆人们他们讲祷告，我对于祷告领会呢有五方面。So
from what I've learned from the past servants of the Lord, I think that there are five aspects of prayer.
我们今天讲第三方面，我稍微复习一下。And
so today when we're talking about the third aspect, I also want to review.
我们第一个呢，祷告第一方面是祈求。
So the first aspect is a prayer of seeking or inquiry.
It is ask.
Oh, to ask, a prayer of asking.
Yeah, 你们祈求就得着。
And that if you ask, you will seek.
那么第二方面，我们在生活中碰到疑问，碰到选择的时候，我们去 seek and inquire。 我们去寻求和求问。
And the second aspect is that when we have decisions, then we will seek and inquire the Lord.
那么今天我们要交通到第三方面，我们交通的祷告。我们到祷告中间叫做communion，与主交通。And
so today we want to talk about having fellowship with the Lord in prayer or communion.
Yeah, 是的。那么 有两个，后面两个，我准备在这一次我大概不会和大家讲。第四方面呢，是我们在神的面前做一个代祷的人，intercessor。So
the fourth aspect is to be an intercessor.
那么第五方面呢，我们有了代祷的生活，我们遇见属灵的征战，就是征战的祷告。
And so after the fifth aspect is after having this intercession life, then we can have this prayer of
spiritual work.
And we know that in the book of Esther that the Jews they face this battle, this extinction.
Yeah, they face the fate of genocide. 他们，你知道那个外邦人呢，那个哈曼出一个计谋，要把整个犹大族全部屠杀，一天之间杀光。
And so they face the fate of genocide because Haman made the order to get rid of all the Jews.
我们看见他们在这样的危险的时刻，他们的祷告。 是跟属灵的黑暗势力的一个征战。
So in this dangerous time, they had the prayer about the spiritual warfare, the darkness of it.
这些呢是比较讲到教会的生活团体的，所以这一次我只提到第三方面，就是 交通的祷告。
So that aspect refers more to the church or corporate life, and today we're talking about the third one, prayer fellowship.
啊，这前三个呢，都是我们个人在自己的生活中可以天天学习和操练的。
The first three types are what we can learn and practice in our own daily lives.
那么后面的两个呢，不仅是个人，而且更需要和教会所有弟兄姊妹一同来操练，来进功用的。
And the second, the last two are not just individually, but together with the church that we practice and learn these.
好，我们来读一处的经文。
Let's read a verse now.
约翰一书第一章第三节。
First John chapter 1 verse 3.
我不把这整节圣经都读，我只读今天我跟今天主题有关的。
And I'll just read the parts of the verse that have to do with our topic.
这一节圣经的后半段，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ.
马太福音第七章第七节的后半段。
And also the second part of Matthew 7:7.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock and it shall be opened to you.
第八节，叩门的就给他开门。
And to whom that knock it shall be opened.
启示录第三章第二十节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 20.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me.
刚才我们读的这些经文呢，都跟与主交通，与主与父神交通有关系。
And so all these verses have to do with fellowshipping with the Lord or with God.
我们读圣经，我们看见了人被造有一个极大的福分和一个荣耀。
And so when we read the Bible, we know that men were created for ultimate blessing or honor.
这个荣耀，这个福分是什么呢？
And so what is this honor or blessing?
就是人可以与神交通，与造他的神交通。
It's so that God can have fellowship with the people that he created.
在伊甸园里面充满了神所造的各种的植物和动物。
The Garden of Eden was filled with the plants and animals that God created.
但是其中只有人在伊甸园里面可以天天见神的面，而且可以直接跟神说话。
But only people could see God face to face and talk with him.
好，我们看见这是人被造，在万物中间所享受的最高的福分和荣耀。
So this is what man, among all creation, the greatest purpose and blessing and honor.
虽然后来人失败了，但是神造人的这一个目的从来没有更改过。
Even though later on men failed, this original purpose that God had never changed.
神天天等候人回到他的面前，能够和他说话，和他交通。
And God waits daily for people to return back to him, to talk with him and fellowship with him.
所以主耶稣来服侍的时候，他就讲到，叩门的就给他开门。
And so then when Jesus comes to preach the gospel, he says that those who knock, it will be opened.
主巴不得神的儿女们，那个时候神的儿女是以色列人，他们能够去寻求神，进到神的同在中，神要跟他们交通。
And so he wants the children of God, the Israelites, to seek God, and to enter into the presence of him.
所以他巴不得所有听见他话语的人都到神面前去叩神的门，他说我必为你们开门。
And so he so greatly wants them to all knock on the door of God, and the door will be opened to them.
弟兄姊妹们，到了启示录反过来了。
But then in Revelation, this is opposite now.
神的儿女们得着了耶稣基督做我们的生命。
The children of God have received Jesus Christ as our life.
但是我们的心门呢，却向着耶稣基督，好像是关起来了。
But it seems like the doors of our hearts are closed.
所以主耶稣在那里说：“看哪，我在门外叩门，凡听见我声音为我开门的，我就要进到他里面去。他与我，我与他一同坐席。”
And so then the Lord says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and they will be with me."
我们知道启示录到最后讲到老底嘉教会。
And we know that at the end of Revelation, it talks about the church of Laodicea.
有人说我们今天生活的时代就是老底嘉教会的光景。
And some say that our life now is in the perspective of the Laodicea church.
今天许多属灵的事情名称还在，实际已经失落了。
And that many spiritual things are still there in name, but the reality of it has fallen away.
甚至有的事情呢，都走样了。Or
some things have already changed.
所以好像呢，主耶稣今天在我们的心门，在我们这个人的门外。And
so today it seems like Christ is on the outside of our hearts.
所以我们今天谈到交通的祷告，对我们来讲是一个重要的提醒，也是一个非常宝贵的一个恢复。
And so when we talk about prayer and fellowship, it's an important reminder, an important thing to go back to reform to.
刚才我们读约翰一书第一章第三节。
We read 1 John 1:3.
使徒约翰告诉我们说，他说我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，乃是与父神和他的儿子耶稣基督一同交通的人。
And so here John tells us that those who are saved will all can have fellowship with the Father and with Jesus.
那么什么是交通呢?
So what is fellowship?
我们中文呢，讲到彼此交谈呢，用交流哈，交谈。但是基督徒特别把它翻成叫做交通，不是这个transportation啊。
And so in Chinese, people may refer to those talking as communication or talking, but here we refer to as fellowship.
Yeah. 这个交通的意义是双方因为有相同的生命而分享他们共同的点。And
so because the two sides have the common life and common points to share about.
Yeah. 或者这样的, because of the same life, the sharing in common. 这个叫做fellowship. 弟兄姊妹,如果我们带的是自己的生命,你想要摸跟神交通,是不通的。
And so if we bring our own life, then we can't have the fellowship with the Lord.
不管你那个生命里面多有道德,多聪明,多热心,多虔诚,都是不通的。
It doesn't matter how moral, how smart, how good your life is, you still can't have this fellowship with God.
我们必须要有神那样的生命,我们才能够与造我们的神彼此有共同相交的地方。
We must have this godly life in order to have the things in common, to have fellowship with God.
在这个交通的里面包含了我们彼此的交谈。
This fellowship includes talking with each other.
也还有彼此做同伴。
And also to be in company with one another.
弟兄姊妹，若是你想想，神邀请我们呢，来跟他谈话， 而且神等候我们来陪伴他。 那我们是何等的有福气，何等的荣耀啊！
And we must think how blessed and how glorious it is that God invited us to talk with Him and to be accompanied with Him.
我们读创世纪第一章到第二章，我们看见人在伊甸园里面跟神之间的关系是和谐的，是畅通的，是有交通的。
And in Genesis 1 and 2, we see that the relationship with God in the Garden of Eden was parallel, was clear, and in harmony with Him.
但是到了第三章，我们看见撒旦化作那古蛇来引诱夏娃。
And then we know that in chapter 3, the Satan came in the form of a serpent to tempt Eve.
夏娃就受了他的欺骗，他就去摘了那分别善恶知识树的果子。
And so then Eve was deceived and she ate from the tree.
她不仅自己吃了，而且她也给她的丈夫吃了。
And not only did she eat it, but she also gave it to Adam.
我们知道夏娃是被欺骗、被引诱、被欺骗而犯错。
And so we know that Eve, she was deceived and tempted and sinned.
如果夏娃那时候呢，知道自己犯错了，赶快告诉她的丈夫呢，她丈夫说，我们赶快去神的面前求神为我解决这个问题。
So if she had realized that she sinned, told her husband, and they went before the Lord to solve this problem,
可能我们今天就不需要受这么多苦了。
Then maybe now we wouldn't have to suffer so much.
但是很可惜啊，这个夏娃没有觉得不好，她反而给她的丈夫，她的丈夫也没有思想，她就吃了。
But sadly, Eve didn't realize that this was bad and gave it to her husband, who didn't think and ate it as well.
夏娃是被引诱受欺骗。
Eve was tempted and deceived.
但是呢，亚当是有意的违背了神。
But Adam
也为神。
这就是仇敌很厉害的地方。
But Adam knowingly sinned before the Lord, and this is how the Satan is so powerful.
当亚当也吃了以后，他们两个人心呢明亮了，他们就发现自己是赤身肉体。
And so after they had both eaten, they realized that they were that they realized they were naked, they were out of the flesh.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神再到园中来寻找，
看我，
看自己的自我。
当神来到伊甸园中要寻求与人交通的时候
，So God came to the Garden of Eden to fellowship with people.
我们看见人就躲藏了。
We saw that a man hid away.
那最后结果我们看见亚当和夏娃被神赶出伊甸园。
And we know that in the end, God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden.
并且呢，派了这个基路伯，还有四面转动有火焰的剑来看守这个到生命树的路。
And that he placed the cherubim and the flaming sword to guard the way to the tree of life.
在那一幅图画里面，很清楚给我们看见人与神中间的交通，因着仇敌的诡计和人的背叛就失落了。
And so here we clearly can see that the fellowship between men and God, because of the works of this Satan and of men's sins, it broke off from God.
这个失落啊，对人类来讲是一个啊致命的。一个伤痕。
And so this loss to men is a deadly.
It's a fatal wound.
Fatal wound.
Nature. 啊，人再没有办法回到与神交通的那个福分和荣耀里去。
And men cannot return to this blessing and honor of fellowship with God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
因着主耶稣他来到地上，站在人的地位为我们受审判。
Because Jesus came to earth as a man, and fell the judgment for us.
他在十字架上要断气以前呢，他大声的宣告说成了。
And on the cross, he loudly proclaimed, "It is done."
在马太福音里面记载呢。忽然呢，那时候在城里面，耶路撒冷城里面，圣殿中分开至圣所和圣所中间那个幔子，从上到下被裂为两半。
And we know that in the city of Jerusalem, the veil between the temple and the most holy place was torn in two.
啊，那个有一个属灵的意义，就是从亚当夏娃。一直到主耶稣，人与神之间那个罪的阻隔，那个失落的交通，现在被打开来，恢复了。
And so the spiritual significance is that from Adam and Eve to Jesus, the barrier of sin was broken, and the barrier of fellowship was broken.
啊，所以在希伯来书第十章第十九、二十节，我们读一下。
And now let's read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 20.
在这里，希伯来书的作者告诉我们，
And so here the authors of Hebrew tell us.
他说弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
And so therefore, brothers, since we have the boldness to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh.
弟兄姊妹，若不是主裂开他的身体，人和神之间那个罪的阻隔就没有办法出去。
If the Lord hadn't broken open his body, then this barrier of sin couldn't be removed.
那么他怎样裂开他的身体？他为我们钉十字架，为我们流血舍身。
He broke open his body by dying on the cross and bleeding for us.
弟兄姊妹，所以今天每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹。
And so today for each of us who are saved.
你的重生其实就是经历希伯来书第十章十九二十节。
For you to be born again is what it's described here in verses 19 and 20.
因为一个人重生，神就在基督十架救赎的功效里面遇见了这一个相信耶稣的人。
Because when you're born again, you're able to meet this new person who believes in the Lord.
我们重生的时候，我们就已经进到至圣所。
And now when we're born again, we can enter into the holy.
我们已经在至圣所，我们是生在至圣所的。
And that we're now born in this most holy place.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，罗马书第三章里面，保罗就讲得更清楚了。
In Romans chapter 3, Paul describes it even more clearly.
保罗说呢，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
And that God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood, and he did this to demonstrate his justice.
弟兄姊妹，这里哈，这个神设立耶稣做挽回祭啊，这个挽回祭原来它的意思啊，就是至圣所里面遮盖约柜的那一块板，那就是施恩座。
And so, when the sacrifice of atonement is what was covering the ark in the most holy place.
Yeah, the cover of the ark. 啊，那被称作 mercy seat. 弟兄姊妹，主耶稣就是那个施恩座。
And so, Christ is this mercy seat.
我们在那里被称义，那就是我们重生的地方。
And here we're called to righteousness, and this is where we're born again.
所以我们若是没，你是真正重生得救的，你一定说得出来我是怎样遇见神的。
And so if you're born again in your state, you have to be able to describe how you encountered the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，那是何等奇妙的经历。
And this is a very miraculous experience.
那是何等宝贵的一个经历。
And a very precious experience.
本来我们像亚当夏娃一样是躲避神面的人。
Before we were like Adam and Eve, we're hiding from the Lord.
我们是误会神的人。
And we're those who have wronged God.
Yes, 我们有的时候呢，我们甚至会埋怨神的。
Or that we may even blame God.
我们有的时候甚至会跟神顶嘴的人。
Or that we may talk back to God.
但是当你重生的时候，这一切都出去了。
But when you're born again, all of these are gone.
啊，他说，我们因着耶稣基督的血，我们可以坦然的进入至圣所。
And that through Christ's blood, we can with boldness enter into this most holy place.
啊，这个坦然，刚才我们姊妹翻了，叫做勇敢的啊，不害怕的，叫做 boldness 啊。
And so this means to be bold, to not be scared.
也有的时候啊，这个坦然，有人翻了。蛮有把握的，很有信心的，叫做 confidence。
And this also could be translated to be with confidence.
那么在希腊文里面还有一个很宝贵的意义，就是我现在感觉我可以自由的跟神说话。
And another meaning in Hebrew is that we can freely talk with the Lord.
对 ，freedom in speaking to God. 好，弟兄姊妹，你有没有有时候感觉了，你想跟一个人说话，但那个人很威严呢、啊，我就没有那个自由感说讲出话来。
And so, have you ever felt that sometimes when you're talking to someone, that it's hard to talk with them?
Yeah, 还有呢，我现在不仅坦然，我可以自由的有说话的自由，而且呢。当我说的时候，我没有保留了，我什么话我都敢在主面前发表，因为他看见我。
And so not only do we have boldness and confidence, but we can freely talk to the Lord with no reserves.
Yeah, no reservation in speaking to God. 我们再也不需要装饰了，再也不需要这个表演或者是保留了。
We don't need to reserve anything. We don't need to act in any way.
这个是。使徒约翰讲到我们与父神与主耶稣基督的交通的情况。
And so this is what John means by having fellowship with the Father and with Jesus.
那么我们在这个交通里面是发生在什么地方呢？
And where does this type of fellowship happen?
我读一下罗马书第八章第八节和第九节。
And I'll read Romans chapter 8 verses 8 and 9.
第八节说，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
And that those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
如果神的灵住在你们里面，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
But if you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
And now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not.
我们从这里保罗给我们看见，如果我们想用我们的肉体，就是你自己的聪明，你自己的热心，你自己的才干，才艺，想要讨神的喜悦，是不可能的。
So here Paul tells us that if we use our own flesh, whether it's our smartness or warmth or anything good, we can't do this to please God.
啊，那个是不可能进入与神交通的。生活里面
And we cannot use it to enter into fellowship with God.
但是他说，如果神的灵住在我的里面
But if the Spirit of God dwells in us,
我们就可以不属肉体，我不要去想肉体的事，不要用肉体的力量，我靠着圣灵
Then we won't think of the flesh and we won't use the strength of flesh, but of the Spirit.
那么圣灵也被称作基督的灵
And that the Spirit can also be the Spirit of Christ.
今天在每一个重生得救、信耶稣基督的人的灵里面住下来了。
And that this Spirit dwells in those of every single one who has believed in Him.
所以当我们祷告的时候，不仅我的灵、我的心魂、意念向神说话，而且圣灵也在我的里面，他与我一同祷告。
And so we pray to God as not only our own hearts and thoughts, but also the Spirit in us prays with us.
那么我在向主说话的时候，圣灵扶持我们。当我们停下来的时候，神就借着圣灵向我们说话。
And so when we pray to the Lord, the Spirit supports us, and when we stop, the Spirit talks to the Lord, to God for us.
这里啊，保罗用的说，这个神的灵住在你们心里。
Here Paul says that the Spirit of God lives in us.
Yeah, dwell in us, abiding us.那这个字在希腊文呢，是以你我的身体做他的家，他住在里面。
And so this means that our bodies are the a house, a dwelling place for the Spirit.
Yeah, he made his abode in our body. 他所以中文常常讲了，圣灵安家在我的身上。
And so it often says that the Spirit makes its house in us.
我盼望今天聚完会，每一个弟兄姊妹都感觉到好奇妙啊！圣灵真的是住在我的身上，我这个人呢，一转向主耶稣，我就感觉到圣灵的同在。
And I hope that after this meeting, we all realize that this Holy Spirit really does dwell in us, and that we can feel its presence.
这个同在有的时候连你的身体都有感觉的。
And this presence may often feel physically.
弟兄姊妹，就好像哈、啊，我们。出到一个下雨的环境里面，那你会感觉到雨淋在你身上。同样的，我们在圣灵中啊，我连我的身体就可以感觉到圣灵。
It's like when we walk into the rain, I mean, we can feel the rain. When we're in the spirit, then we can physically feel the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这就是安家。我现在在和弟兄姊妹讲，我就感觉到圣灵一阵一阵浇在我的身上。
And this is what it means to dwell, that I can feel the spirit.
我巴不得每一个弟兄姊妹，你居然会，你今天安静一下，你就看见主多爱我们呐。
And I hope that every single one of you after this, we see how much the Lord loves us.
圣灵已经住在你我的里面。
And that the Holy Spirit already dwells in each of us.
那么当我们祷告，我们亲近主的时候，他就在我们的灵里面、心里面和意识中让我们觉察到。
And I hope that we can see that he dwells and abides in us in our spirit, in our minds, in our hearts.
Yeah, 他说 in our spirit,in our hearts, as well as in our consciousness. 好，弟兄姊妹，你我会有一个被圣灵的意识出现。
And so then we're able to have this awareness of perceiving of the Holy Spirit.
这个叫做恢复。
This is what it means to be restored.
或者叫做 recovery.
Should be recovered.
是啊，亚当和夏娃他们吃了分别善恶树的果子，他们对神的那个意识、知觉就失去了。
And so we know that when Adam and Eve, they ate this fruit, that they lost the correct awareness of the Lord.
Yeah, 这个 God consciousness has lost in them. 那个就完全失去了。他们换之而起的是什么？他对自己的感觉很重了。Self-consciousness 变得很强了。
So they lost this God consciousness, but their self-consciousness became very strong.
今天人类所有的问题就是人以自己为中心。为什么？我天天感觉的就是我自己。我感觉不到什么。
And so now people's problem is because they focus on themselves and they don't feel God.
但是当主耶稣完成了救恩，我们到十字架底下说，你是我的主，你是我的神，愿你进到我里面，住在我身上，做我的救主。
But when Christ completed his salvation, that we can come before him and say that you are my Lord and may you dwell in me and become my Savior.
弟兄姊妹们，那个对神的知觉的意识就恢复在你我身上。
And so then this God consciousness can be recovered in each of us.
这个是我们可以觉察的，可以经历的，更可以享受的。
And this is something that we can perceive, that we can experience and enjoy.
这就是保罗在罗马书第八章第九节讲的，人若有了神的灵住在你里面，你就是属灵的，你就是属圣灵的人。
And this is what Paul is saying in Romans 8:9, that if the Spirit of the Lord of God dwells in you, then you now belong to the Spirit.
我们就不属于肉体了，不再要活在那个自我的意识、自我为中心的生活里面。
And that we no longer belong to and live in the flesh that is self-conscious.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的救恩啊！
And this, what a precious salvation this is.
我们可以过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
That we can live a life that is pleasing to.
我们可以进入与神交通，而且有意识的交通的里面。
And that we can enter into this meaningful fellowship with God.
那么接下来我要和弟兄姊妹谈一点点这个什么是与神交通。
And now I want to share a little bit about what is fellowship with God.
我要读一节我们曾经读过的经文，《民数记》第七章第八十九节。
And I want to read a verse here before number 7, verse
89. 89. 摩西进会幕要与耶和华说话的时候，听见法柜的施恩座椅上二基路伯中间有与他说话的声音，就是耶和华与他说话。
When Moses entered the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard the voice speaking to him from between the two cherubim above the atonement cover on the ark of the covenant law.
对不起，我很感谢主啊，圣经不是一本讲深奥道理的书。
And we thank the Lord that the Bible is not just talking about deep principles.
圣经里面充满了活生生的图画来告诉我们属灵的意义。
But it's also filled with these lively pictures to tell us of spiritual meanings.
民数记第七章第八十九节对于与神交通是一个非常美丽的图画。
And here in this verse, the fellowship with God becomes a very beautiful picture.
什么叫做与神交通呢？
And so what does it mean to fellowship with God?
就像摩西进到会幕要跟耶和华说话。
It's like Moses entering into the tent to speak with the Lord.
所以这与神交通的最简单最直接的说法。
And so the most simplest and direct way.
就是我们可以跟神交谈。
Fellowshipping with God is being able to talk or communicate with Him.
啊，我们是跟神之间是有来有往的。
It's this two-way exchange with God.
Yes. 然后我们可以交换，可以传递我们各自的心意。我把我的心讲给主听，主把他的心意讲给我听。
And that's so that we can exchange what's in our hearts and minds, and God can tell us what's in His heart and mind.
这就是交通。
This is fellowship.
我在年轻的时候啊，开始有教会的生活。
When I was younger, I started to have this church life.
有时候听弟兄姊妹做见证，我是羡慕的不得了。
When I heard brothers and sisters make testimonies, I was very envious of them.
他们说我碰见一件事情，我就到主面前去祷告，我跟主说我想这样，结果主就回答我，你应该那样。
They said that when I encounter something, I pray to the Lord saying, I want this to happen. The Lord said to do it this way.
还有人说，我碰见一件事情，我不明白。
Or others encounter something they didn't understand.
我就把这件事情一五一十告诉我，结果主就回答我是这个样子。
And they told all about it to the Lord, and the Lord answered to do it this way.
弟兄姊妹们，你们觉得他们怎么知道那是主的回答呢？怎么他们那么清楚呢？
Do you ever feel that? How do they know that this is what the Lord has answered? How are they so clear?
弟兄姊妹，我年轻的时候羡慕的不得了。
When I was younger, I was so envious of this.
等到我有这个经历以后啊，也有人来问我，主耶稣是用什么话跟你说的？我儿子就问过我这个问题。
And so after I had this experience, I had other people like my son ask me, how did Jesus tell you these things?
用英文讲，用中文讲，用广东话讲，还是用上海话讲？
Was it in English, Chinese, Cantonese, or Shang Chinese?
真的就是这样，在你真向主打开的时候，你知道那是主的声音。
But truly, it's that when you open yourselves up to the Lord, do you know that this is the voice, the sound of God?
你我刚刚把自己的心意告诉主，安静一下，主的回答就回来。
When you tell what's on your heart to the Lord and you quiet down, His answer or reply comes to you.
而且是最生活化，等一下我要提到这个点。
And it's a very practical daily word.
我们就简单的说，什么是与神交通呢？就是我们可以与神谈话。
And so simply fellowship with God is that we can talk to Him.
So 你说一句，主就回你一句，有来有往的。
So we say something and He responds, it's two-way exchange.
在这个来往中间呢，我们可以把自己的心意告诉主，主会把他的心意告诉你。
And that in this exchange, we can tell him what's on our hearts, and he'll do the same.
那我们在实行上面
，and in our practice, in our
在我们actual practice 上面，就像希伯来书第十章第十九节、第二十节的那样方法。
And so in our actual practice, it's what's described in Hebrews 10, 19 to 20.
我们认识了耶稣基督宝血的功效。
If we know the work of the blood of Jesus.
每次我们来，我们就跟主说，主，我要靠着你的血洁净我。
And every time we come, we say that we want to rely on your blood to cleanse us.
把一切良心里面的控告，一切的亏欠，通通。都在主的血底下解决完了。
That any accusations of our conscience or any regrets that they're all dealt with by His blood.
我们就有一个说话的自由。
And so that we can have this freedom to talk.
这就是坦然的进入至圣所。
And this is what it means to confidently enter into the most holy place.
到至圣所里面，我们碰见谁呢？这施恩座就是我们的主耶稣自己。
And when we enter in, we see Jesus Himself on the mercy seat.
所以以往在教会黑暗时期啊，那些爱神的基督徒，他们真理不明白，但是他们懂得一个点， 天天呼喊主耶稣的名。
And we know that for some of those who do not necessarily under the truth of the gospel, but know to call on his name.
我们知道有一首诗歌说耶稣耶稣哈、啊、因这个他讲因为爱的缘故求你原谅我每一天把你的名字日念千遍不住。
And there's a song that says, Jesus, Jesus, for love's sake, forgive me. I cannot stop calling on your name for a thousand
times. Yeah, I forgive me to call your name a thousand times a day. 弟兄姊妹们，你知道，你靠近主耶稣，你就来到了至圣所的施恩座那。
And that through Jesus, we can come to this most holy place.
你来到那里，就在林中就与神相会了。
And that in the spirit here, we can unite with God.
这个时候啊，人的灵啊，向着神是完全打开的，是 open 的。
And so at this point, people's spirit is completely open to God.
而且我们的心思，我们的思想，向着神也是完全打开的。
And that our thinking and our mindset is completely open to God.
啊，我们因为因取用了主的血，不论刚才有什么事情揪心的。占据我的思想的，通通都被拿掉了。
And so through his blood, anything that was conquering our mindset is all removed now.
所以我的思想向着神也是打开的。
And so our thinking, our thoughts is open to God too.
这个时候我们的灵呢，向着神，因为是打开的啊，就让神在我们灵里面给我们光。
And so now because our spirit is open to God, we ask him to shed light on us.
对，这个光啊。就让我们看见我们原来没有看见。
This light allows us to see what we could not see before.
显明我们不知道的。
And to reveal to us what we don't know.
还有领会明白我们原来以为自己知道的事情。
So that we can understand the things that we thought we knew.
弟兄姊妹，这有时候是借着祷告，有时候我们读圣经。我特别这些日子，我读圣经，我就一边在读的时候一边在祷告跟主说主啊这是什么意思这时候、啊、神的灵就在里面光照解释
So this may be through prayer or when we're praying as we read his words he'll use his light to explain the words to us
我们的灵呢让神给我们光也让神向我们说给我们话
So our spirit asks God to give us light to give us words
有的时候啊，神给我们的不是光，也不是话，而是给我们一个印象。
Sometimes he doesn't give us light or words, but rather an impression.
对，这个 impression 啊，有的时候我们越祷告里面越舒畅，那是一个 impression。有的时候越祷告里面呢，越平安。
And so sometimes as we pray, it gets smoother or more at peace. This is this impression.
弟兄姊妹们。这些东西会摸到我这个人。
And so these are the things that can touch us.
弟兄姊妹，你喜不喜欢常常被主摸到、啊、
？Would you like to often that the Lord can touch you often?
我们有时候传福音，讲到有一个长大麻风的到主耶稣面前说：“主啊，你若肯，必能叫我洁净。”
And we know that the story of the man with leprosy who asked the Lord, "If you're willing to cleanse me."
主就伸出手来摸他，跟他说。我肯，你洁净了吧
？So the Lord reached out His hand on him and said, "I'm willing, be clean."
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们有需要的时候，主喜欢来摸我们的，不论我们多污秽，我们多不洁净。
But we know that when we have needs, no matter how bad or unclean we are, the Lord wants to touch us.
你知道很多人呢，他想要洁净，但是自己无能为力啊，这个意志太薄弱了，胜不过。
And so some people, they want to be cleansed, but they don't have a way to do it, to overcome it.
他来到主面前向主敞开的时候主来摸他。
So they come before the Lord and open themselves up to him and ask him to touch them.
在教会里面好多弟兄姊妹的改变呢是很奇妙的没有人指责他也没有人这个去修正他但是他在人面前承认为什么主摸过摸他一下。
many times in the church, people change in a very miraculous way. It's not necessarily that someone disciplined them or changed them, but that the Lord touched them.
就告诉我们说，他开始尝到交通生活的那个滋味和果效。
And that they started to taste the fruits and the result of a fellowship with God.
那么不仅让神摸我们。
And we not only want God to touch us.
也让我们在这个时刻伸手去摸我们的主。
But that we also may reach out and touch our Lord.
我们知道在福音书里面记载有一个妇人犯了12年的血漏。
And the Gospels we know of the woman with the 12 years of blood loss,
blood issue. 她这个12年血漏叫她的生命贫穷。
And so this 12 years of bleeding made her life very
pale.
Very pale.
Yeah, 弟兄姊妹，你知道这是肉身的 pale， 但是属灵上面主给我们很多恩典，如果我们漏掉了，所以我们不长进了。十几二十年仍然老样子。
And so this was physically pale, but in our spiritual life, if we don't hold on to the graces that the Lord gives us, then it's the same.
但是如果一个人进入了交通，我们伸出手来，一碰到主，整个人就不一样。
But if a person enters into fellowship and touches the Lord, this person can be very different.
如果今天主与我们同在啊，如果神的儿女们进入这个交通的祷告里面。
If the Lord is with us and we enter into this fellowship prayer.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现好多人被主摸到，好多人摸到主。
You will find that many people are touched by the Lord and many people touch the Lord.
教会呢，是充满了喜乐，充满了感谢和赞美。
And that the church can be filled with joy, with praise, and with thanksgiving.
那么我们再提一点啊，来到实行的时候，与神的交通是需要操练。
So in actuality, we have to practice fellowshipping with God.
我们要学习在神面前常常去想念神。
And you have to learn to long for God.
啊，我们想念 longing for God， 还有 consider Him。
We have to learn to long for God and to also consider Him.
学习在神的面前常常去默想神的作为。
And you also have to meditate or ponder upon the works of God.
是的，我们要常常默想我们神的自己，我们主耶稣的自己。
And we want to ponder on God and on Christ Himself.
这个时候啊，如果你我在日常生活中每天能够找一点时间安静，自己到主面前去，这样子等候哈，我们的心在那个时候是向着神打开，向着神而去的。
And so we can find time to quietly wait before the Lord, then our hearts will go to the Lord.
而且我们的神呢，我们的心呢，也让神往我的心里面来。我向着神是完全敞开的。
And so when we open our hearts to Him, then God can also come into our hearts.
你知道撒母耳记下记载一件很美丽的图画。
And 2 Samuel also depicts a very beautiful picture.
在那里啊，撒母耳记下第七章啊。大卫有一个意念，因为他进到大卫城，他自己有了居所，有了皇宫。
And so here we know that David, when he entered into the city, he had the
his own palace.
He already had his own palace.
Yeah, 但是他看见在他皇宫边上的是耶和华约柜的那个帐幕，就是大卫支搭的那个。
But he saw that next to the palace was where the tent with the ark was.
我们知道那个帐幕是神所喜悦的，因为呢，那是为接待耶和华的约柜，就是神的见证而有的一个帐幕。
But we know that God was pleased with this tent because that is where the ark of God, where they can encounter Him, that's where it was.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会就应该是那个帐幕。
And so today the church should be this tent.
每一个奉耶稣基督名聚会的，必须是。为着主耶稣的安息，他的见证能够在这里。
And all those who meet in the name of the Lord have to meet with His testimony, His peace.
但是大卫啊，他忽然有一个意念：我可以住这么舒服的房子，但是神的约柜却住在一个帐幕里面。他愿意为神建造神的家。
But then David suddenly had this thought that I live in such a nice house. He wanted to build a house for the ark of God.
他就对先知拿单把这个心意说出来。
And so he told us that to the prophet Nathan.
那么拿单呢，就告诉他说，你可以照着你的心意去做。
And so Nathan told him to do according to his heart.
但是当天晚上，拿单回到家里，神就在夜间向拿单讲说，啊，你要去告诉大卫，他不能为我建殿。
But then at that night, the Lord spoke to Nathan and said that you have to tell David that he can't build a temple for me.
但是我要先为他建立他的家。
But I will build his house for him.
对，然后呢，他说他的儿子，那个做接续他做王的，在平安中的才能为我建殿，因为大卫是一个战士。
And then his son, the next king, can then build a temple for me.
我们看见拿单把这个话告诉大卫以后啊，大卫有一个很特别的反应，他就进到那个帐幕里面，到耶和华面前去对主说话。
And then after Nathan told these words to David, he went in and sat before the Lord to speak to him.
整个撒母耳记下第七章啊，也是一个非常美丽的图画。
Second Samuel chapter 7, the entire chapter is a very beautiful picture.
弟兄姊妹，你我是不是有的时候为着人生或者为着聚会，我们心里面有一个意念呢？
Do we sometimes have thoughts about our life or of the church gatherings?
我们这个意念是为着神，是为着神的家的。
These thoughts may be for God or for his house.
但是是不是神的时候呢？
But is it in his timing?
Yeah, 是的，那么神会指示我们。
And the Lord, he will direct us.
这是一个进入交通生活的人啊，非常实际的一些的经验。
And these are the very practical experiences of entering into this fellowship life.
啊，我个人在这种学习中啊，我有一个建议啊，我们要进入与主交通的生活，最好的操练是怎样操练呢？
And so my advice for what is the best way to practice the fellowship?
就是每天清晨我们起床以后啊，要有一段安静的时光。
It's to have this quiet time in the early morning when we wake up.
那个时刻我们的心因为刚刚休息完是非常非常平静的，我们向着主打开来。
And so, because this is the morning, our hearts are very peacefully, can be open to the Lord.
我们用感谢，用称颂，并且把自己再献给主。
Now we can use thanksgiving and prayer to present ourselves to the Lord.
这个时候，若是我们打开主的话语，啊，我们慢慢的读几句，就用那个话来祷告。
And at this time, we can use some of His words that we read to pray.
把那个话变成自己的心愿，跟神说。
And then we make these words into our desires and tell them to the Lord.
你试试看，弟兄姊妹。啊，这个时候啊，我们刚刚讲到的内住的圣灵啊，就会把神的心意向我们表达，而且显示出来。
And so at this point, the inner dwelling Holy Spirit can express and reveal to us God's will.
而这个显示，有的时候就好像在你自己的意识的。
And it may reveal this to us in the form of our own will.
所以我常常听弟兄姊妹讲啊，我在家祷告的时候，头脑里面忽然有这个意念啊，其实那是圣灵在他灵里面到了他的意识中。
And so some people may say that when I'm praying, I suddenly had this thought. This is the Holy Spirit putting it into your thoughts.
啊，有的时候我们在聚会中，我们安静祷告的时候，圣灵就把祷告的话语交通给我们，要感动我们。
Or sometimes in the gatherings and we're quietly praying, the Spirit can give us the words to pray with.
啊，这个是我们每一个基督徒啊，需要开始的时候认真的操练。
And this is what every Christian needs to seriously learn to practice.
啊，我巴不得弟兄姊妹都养成这个习惯，每天早上至少有15分钟，你要在主面前安静。
And I hope that we can all have this habit of having at least 15 minutes in the morning quietly before.
或者你能够更早一点起来，有30分钟安静。
Or if possible, 30 minutes.
就好像我们参加特会啊， 我们团体生活在一起，不用为着早餐呢、啊、去张罗的时候，我们可以大家安静在主面前，有晨更的时间。
For like at special meetings, instead of breakfast, we can have this quiet devotional time in the morning together.
啊，这是一个很好的啊操练和学习。
And this is a very good practice and teaching.
当我们这样子向着主敞开的时候，主在我们身上的运行，还有他的工作，他说话就会越来越清楚。
And so when we open ourselves to the Lord in this way, then His walk and His work in us will be more and more clear.
好，我在这里啊，我就稍微读一下诗篇第五篇第一节到第三节的话。
And I'll read Psalms chapter 5 verses 1 to 3.
今天为着时间呢，我们不去讲这一篇诗，但是盼望弟兄姊妹自己可以好好读一下。
And so I won't talk about the whole psalm, but may you all read this one carefully.
诗篇第五篇第一节，耶和华啊，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。
Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation.
我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。
Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray.
耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you and I will look up.
我们看见大卫在这里啊，他先发起这一个向神说话的意愿。
And here we see that David starts to want to talk.
我们的这是我们进入交通生活起点。
And so this is the start of entering into this fellowship life.
我们借着主耶稣的血，我们实实在在来到圣灵同在、神的同在的里面。
And that through the blood of Christ, we can truly come into the presence of the Holy Spirit.
这时候我们心里面有什么意念，我们就向主说。
And so that whatever thoughts we have in our hearts, we can tell the Lord.
最好的方法就是早晨我们读了一段主的话或者一节话，我就把我的领会、我的感动借着祷告告诉主。
And the best way is that we read His words in the morning, and then we tell God what touched us or what we received from it.
等我们这样讲完了，你再张开眼睛了，哎，圣灵对这一句话的回答或者解释就在你的心思意念里面。
And after you say this and you open your eyes, the Holy Spirit will explain or tell you more from this verse in your heart.
最好，如果刚开头的弟兄姊妹们，最好你有一个属灵的日记啊，有一个 spiritual journal 啊，你就把当时的感觉写下来。
And for those just starting, it's best to have a spiritual journal to write about what you received.
若是你这样持续的啊操练，这样生活一段日子，你回头读这一个属灵的日记，你会觉得好奇妙，满了主的同在和祝福。
And so if you keep doing this and practicing this as you read your spiritual journal, you'll see the work of the miraculous work of the Lord.
我在年轻的时候，那时候我还是一个学生，好，我到美国来读书，我开始过这样的生活。
When I was younger and I came to the US as a student, this is when I started this life.
我记得有一段日，我早上在读以赛亚书，我就把每天我读的那一小段，我就把我的祷告还有主的回答通通记下来。现在读啊，我说怎么会有这么奇妙的思想，我那时候怎么这么聪明，其实不是聪明，是主的回答，主的交通。
And so as I was reading the book of Isaiah, I would write down my prayers and the Lord's reply. And looking back, it wasn't because I had these smart thoughts, but it was the Lord.
主的丰富，他是为着每一个他的儿女预备好的。
And the Lord has prepared His richness for each of His children.
而且那一天的生活里面，因着主的交通啊，真是饱足有力量。
And that fellowship with God will provide this strength for each day.
接下来我要用旧约里面亚伯拉罕的生活来做一个例子说明。
And now I want to use the example of Abraham's life.
他的生活中怎样接待神的使者，怎样进入那个交通。
And how he received the Lord in his life to enter into the fellowship.
然后呢, 我要用保罗在新约时代讲到进入交通的那个原则。
And then I want to speak about in the New Testament, Paul talking about the principles of fellowship.
我们读一下创世纪第13章第18节。
Let's read Genesis 13, 18. Then Abraham moved his tent and went and dwelt by the oak trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord.
我们知道亚伯兰呢，亚伯拉罕一生，他为神呢筑了四座坛。
We know that in Abraham's life, he made four altars for the Lord.
第三座坛呢，就是我们刚才读的，在希伯伦的这一座坛。
The third one is what we just read, the one at Hebron.
希伯伦在希伯来文的意义就是联合与交通的意思。
The meaning of Hebron is
association and fellowship. 或者叫做 alliance. 他们联合。 基督徒，我们如果由十字架道路的学习，迟早要走到这一步，我们来到希伯伦。
As Christians, if we learn to walk in the way of the cross, we'll come to this point at Hebron.
那么在希伯伦呢，亚伯兰一直住到他死，被接到主那里去。Abraham,
he lived in Hebron until he died and was went to the
cross. 好，所以我们看见这是基督徒啊，神。 为我们在地上，让我们享受丰富和成熟生活的一个记号。And
this is a sign of God wanting us to enjoy the richness and the maturing of life.
他搬到希伯伦呢，不是立刻就进入这丰富的交通。After
he moved to Hebron, he didn't immediately enter into this rich fellowship.
他经过了相当多的考验。But
he had his many tests.
一直来到第18章。
Until we come to chapter 18.
我们知道，在这一段日子中间呢， 神一直没有对他显现，没有对他说话。
And then we know that before the time that the Lord didn't appear to him or speak to him.
就是不能说，就从15章以后，神称他为义，亚伯兰相信神以后，那么亚伯兰呢，从夏甲得了以实玛利。
In chapter 15, after righteousness was credited to him and he believed, from when Ishmael was born, the Lord didn't speak to him. It was almost 13 years.
来到第18章，有一天，有三位好像陌生人来到亚伯拉罕住的帐篷那里。
Until chapter 18, when these three men or strangers came to Abraham's tent.
我读一下第18章第一节。
I'll read chapter 18, verse 1.
耶和华在幔利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来。那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口，举目看见有三个人在对面站着。他一见。 就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们，俯伏在地。The
Lord appeared to Abraham near the oak trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground.
我们看见神向亚伯拉罕显现了，是在那个沙漠地。
And so we know that the Lord appeared to Abraham in the hottest time of day in the desert.
最热的时候，连动物、牲畜都安静下来。And
so during this hottest time, even the animals and everything around all quieted down.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你们有没有到过美国南方呢？
And I don't know if you've been to the south of the U.S.
我的儿子女儿他们都曾经住过 Texas. 我女儿现在还住在 Houston.
My son and daughter have both lived in Texas, and my daughter still lives in Houston.
我有好几次开车去看他们。到了德州，你就看见夏天很热的时候，那个草场上面牛都不在草吃草，他们都跑到一棵树底下挤在那里。
And I've driven down a few times to visit them, and when it's very hot, even the cows are not in the pasture eating grass, but under the tree.
就在这个时刻呢，神向亚伯拉罕显现出来。
And it was at this time that the Lord appeared to Abraham.
啊，正热，说出外面的活动啊，都停下来。It
was when it was so hot that the outdoor activities all stopped.
啊，这个时候人可能也昏昏欲睡。
And at this point, people may also not be very conscious.
但是亚伯拉罕呢，他坐在帐篷的门口。
But Abraham was sitting at the entrance to his tent.
弟兄姊妹，我们要寻求与神的交通，啊，我们要遇见神。
We have to seek to fellowship with the Lord, and we want to encounter Him.
啊，我们不管外面的环境怎样，我们要有一个情形，把外面的活动。
It doesn't matter what the outside situation is, but we have to stop all the other outside things.
而且我们要像亚伯拉罕一样，别人可能都去休息睡午觉，他就坐在帐篷的门口。And
we have to be like Abraham when others are possibly napping, we're sitting at the entrance of the tent.
当神向他显现的时候，他不知道就是神，但是他举目看见有三个陌生人站在那里。
And so when the Lord appeared to him, he may not have known as the Lord, but saw the three men.
我们不知道这三位到底是谁，可能有一位是没有道成肉身的基督。We
don't know who these three men are. One of them may be Jesus, but not in the human form.
另外可能是两位天使，不知道。The
other two may be angels, but we don't know.
但是我们看见了亚伯拉罕，他。 他有一个警醒的态度。But
we knew that Abraham had this very alert attitude.
他举目观看。That
he looked up and he saw them.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们基督徒的生活里面，我们要进入主的交通啊，我们要用我们的信心，这个叫举目。In
our Christian life, to have fellowship with God, we have to have faith. This is what it means to look up.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得。 你的生活容不容易被自己的情绪影响？
I don't know if your life is influenced by your feelings.
Mood, by your mood. 很多人会很 moody的。我们会不会有的时候会被外面的事情环境所刺激？
And sometimes are we affected by the outside environments and situations?
很多神的儿女们呢，因为不会举目，就被这些东西捆绑。
Many Christians, because they're not able to look up, then they are they're bound by these things.
当外面正热的时候，亚伯兰呢，他就举目看见了。But
when it was so hot outside, Abraham looked up and he saw.
这个叫做信心的运用。And
this is what it means to use our faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们用信心呢，刚才我们讲的第一个是取用主耶稣的血。
And so when we use our faith, the first is through the blood of Christ.
第二个，用信心呢，我们是把我们的心向着神敞开，我们就想念神，想念主自己。And
secondly, we use faith to open our hearts to the Lord and to long for Him.
当他一看见这三位，他就跑到他们面前呢，去迎接，俯伏在地。
And when Abraham saw them, he hurried to them to meet them and bowed low to the ground.
我们想亚伯拉罕在这里一点都没有做作，他是一个敬畏神，所以他对人也很恭敬的一个人。And
so we know that Abraham didn't do anything wrong here, that he was reverent of the Lord and also then to people.
他是诚心的邀请这三位陌生人到他的帐篷来。And
that he sincerely invited these three strangers to his tent.
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候我们来亲近主啊，要进入他的交通，可能我们心绪很乱，可以唱诗歌。
sometimes when we want to draw near to the Lord and to fellowship with Him, our feelings and thoughts are maybe very messed up.
Yeah. At this time, we can use a hymn you like and sing to your own heart. 向自己的心唱这首诗歌。
And so that we can use these hymns to sing to our own hearts.
我在教会生活里面看见有一些弟兄姊妹摸到这个秘诀，他们在聚会中就常常会点他们用的那首诗歌。
And so some people in the church have realized this secret and will pick songs that will speak to their hearts.
我自己哈，我讲一点，我有一首诗歌，我大概每天早上起来，或者我个人安静亲近主的时候，我都唱那首诗歌，唱了五年。
And I personally have a song for the past years that I've sang in the mornings or when I fellowship with Him.
那首诗歌真的帮助我进入与主的交通。
This song truly has helped me to enter into fellowship with God.
我不告诉大家是哪一首，说不定你也有你自己的一首歌。
I won't tell everyone what song this is, but you may also have a hymn for yourself.
我借着这个诗歌呢，我的心和灵在主面前就伏在地。
And that through this hymn, my spirit and my heart are able to bow to the ground.
然后接下来你看啊，亚伯拉罕他就吩咐他的仆人，告诉他的妻子去预备筵席。
And then Abraham and asked his servants and his wife to prepare the food and the feast.
我读到那里啊，亚伯拉罕我有觉得他有点小题大做，他还杀了一只牛犊啊，只接待三个人呢。
And so when I read this, I thought that Abraham was doing a lot, that he even asked for a calf to be killed.
Yeah, 他叫他的仆人呢，预备牛犊，然后呢又预备奶油奶，什么都预备好了，然后摆设筵席，请神来享受。
And that he asked them to prepare a calf, milk, and then prepared all for them to enjoy.
他自己站在树下。然后服侍当他们吃。
But while they were eating, he himself was standing under a tree.
弟兄姊妹，这在我们属灵生活是什么意思呢？
What does this mean for our spiritual life?
弟兄姊妹，我们到父神面前的时候，我们感谢，为着耶稣基督献上感谢。
When we come before the Father, we should thank him for Jesus.
因为我现在能够亲近父神，叫父的心欢喜，是因着神的儿子为我成了燔祭，为我成了赎罪祭。
And the reason that we're able to draw near to the Father and that He's able to be happy is because His Son Jesus was the sacrifice for us.
弟兄姊妹，这都是在个人亲近主、与主交通生活里面的学习。
And this is what we each learn individually as we draw near to the Lord.
底下接着我们就看见了，神就对亚伯拉罕、对撒拉有一段的说话。
And then after this, the Lord is talking to Abraham and to Sarah.
说完了以后，这三人呢，就从那里起行，他们向索多玛观看。
After this, when the men got up to leave, they looked down towards Sodom.
因为他们来到地上是有一个目的，有一个使命的。
Because they had a purpose for coming to her.
那么亚伯拉罕那边记载，在第十八章第十六节说呢，亚伯拉罕也与他们同行，要送他们一程。
And in verse 16 is recorded that Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way.
这一句话呢，在我心里面印象非常非常深刻。
And this phrase has a deep impact in my heart.
因为我在18岁、19岁那一段时期啊，我参加大学生的青年夏令会。
Because when I was 18 or 19, I attended a summer conference.
Summer conference. 那时候带领我们的一位弟兄就用这一段的经文讲到。与神交通的事情。
The brother who was leading us used this verse to talk about fellowship with God.
他说：“弟兄姊妹们，如果你与主交通，你把感谢赞美献给主，主与你，你与主一同坐席的时候。”
And so they said that when we thank and praise the Lord, and want a fellowship with him, then you with the Lord, and he will.
Yeah, we dine with the Lord together. We have enjoyment in him. 那这个时候我们交通完了，聚会要结束了，你不要阿门起来就去跟别人聊天，就去做事情。他说不要这样。
And that after the meeting ends, you shouldn't just amen and go do other things.
他说要像亚伯拉罕一样，要与他们同行，送他们一程。
But instead, we should be like Abraham who walked with them to see them on their way.
好，弟兄姊妹，最近我听见我们一个做母亲的姊妹，她每天晚上跟她读初中的女儿一起读经祷告。
So there's a sister who's a mother who reads and prays with her daughter who's in middle school.
她说有一天晚上祷告满了主的同在，祷告完了啊，她就起来准备回房间睡觉。哎，他看见他女儿还跪在那里闭着眼睛。
One night when they were praying, they were filled with the Lord's presence. And afterwards, as she got up to leave, she saw that her daughter's eyes were still closed.
他就叫他的女儿。
And so then she called her daughter.
他女儿就张开眼睛跟妈妈讲说：“妈妈，我舍不得张开我的眼睛，因为主实在太好了。”
And so she said to her mom that I don't want to open my eyes because the Lord truly is so good.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做送他。
And this is what it means to see them on their way.
若是你平时在生活中，在教会聚会生活中有这样的学习，你发现主的同在，就是聚会完了，仍然在那里。
And so if you practice this in your life, in your church life, then even after the gatherings, his presence is still with you.
很多神的儿女们不是没有尝到神的同在，但是呢，我们更急着要跟人说话，所以一阿们就，而且。我发现有些弟兄姊妹祷告啊，他话讲完说阿们的特别快，奉主耶稣名阿们，好就开始站起来就讲话了。
And so for many people, it's not that they don't experience the presence of the Lord, but they very quickly say in Jesus' name, I pray, Amen. And to want to go do other things with other people.
好像他跟人说话的 appointment 比跟主见面还要重要。
As if their appointment and talking with other people is more important than meeting with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要操练我们的心，对主有一个爱，有一个舍不得，有一种想念。
We have to practice in our hearts to have this longing, this love, that we don't want to go away from the Lord.
我们祷告很好，祷告完了啊，你尝到那个滋味，就像那个小姊妹说的：“妈妈，我真舍不得张开我的眼睛，主太好。”
And so that it's good that we pray, but after we pray, we should not want to leave the goodness of the Lord after we've tasted it, like the little girl.
这个就是旧约时代，你看见一幅非常美丽人与神交通啊，神在人的预备底下，他有享受，有喜乐。
And so this is the beautiful picture that we see in the Old Testament of fellowship with the Lord, that the Lord can enjoy what people have prepared for Him.
人在神的应许。和奇妙的作为中，人信不来，但是会笑。所以以撒的名字就是笑。
And so that people under the promise of God that you may not understand or believe, but that you will smile or laugh.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们看见从旧约时代，神就巴不得把这个交通恢复在他儿女们的生活里。
From the Old Testament, we can see that he wants to recover and restore this fellowship with his people.
那么最后呢，我要用新约时代保罗的几句话啊，从他的经历我们来看交通祷告的一些原则。
And lastly, I want to use from the New Testament Paul's experiences and teachings to understand the principles of fellowship with God.
在哥林多后书第三章十六节。到第十八节。
From 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 to 18.
我盼望这三节圣经啊，弟兄姊妹要把它背起来。
And I hope that everyone are able to memorize these three verses.
圣经里面有很多宝贵的话，我们都应该把它背起来，成为我们的经历。
There are many precious verses that we should memorize so that they can become our experiences.
啊，第十六节，但他们的心几时归向主？帕子就几时除去了。
But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成。
But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
从这一段经文呢，我们可以看见，与神交通的祷告啊，可以成为最生活化的一种祷告。
And so from this we know that a prayer of fellowship with God can become a prayer that is very natural and very, yeah.
保罗在这里讲的不是道理，是他自己亲身的经历。
Here, Paul is not just talking about theory, but what he himself has experienced.
在这个经历里面，给我们看见交通祷告的原则和道路。
And in his experiences, we see the principles in the way of fellowshipping.
啊，弟兄姊妹，第一个是我们心的问题。
The first regard is in regards to our hearts.
啊，我想今天晚上我一直在重复这个啊，我们要与神交通，要把我们的心向着主打开来。
And I repeat this.That we, in order to fellowship with God, we have to open our hearts to Him.
要打开我们心，会要遇见很多拦阻的。
In order to open our hearts, we may encounter many barriers.
世俗的是 hindrance 啊，世俗的这个忧虑烦恼。
We may encounter many hindrances, the worldly hindrances.
对我们自己的心情情绪。
Our feelings are moved.
Yeah, 还有呢，可能啊，甚至仇敌的控告，啊，我们里面有被定罪的感觉。
Or even the accusations of Satan, that we may feel wrong.
我们没有自由。
So we don't have this freedom.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个时候要举目来看主啊，要取用主耶稣十字架上宝血，那就是为着我这个时刻来解决问题的。
And so this is when we need to look up to the Lord and to use His blood to solve this.
愿圣灵呢帮助我们得着宝血底下的功效，我们能够取用，用信心来取用。
And so that through faith we can have ask the Holy Spirit to work with His blood.
好，我们把心转向基督。
And when we turn our hearts to Christ.
啊，那么这个心转向基督啊，我刚刚也提到。你可能可以用诗歌，也可以用主的话语，或者把你自己的心告诉主，主啊，我愿意。
If we should turn our hearts towards Christ, we can use hymns, we can use His words, or to tell the Lord in our hearts that we are willing.
啊，我们知道有一些爱主的弟兄姊妹啊，碰到一些跟主之间的争执的时候。
Some of those who love the Lord when they encounter a bit of an argument with God.
Have a controversy with the Lord.
Controversy
with the Lord. 你看啊，他会怎样？主告诉他说你要这样，他做不到。他去到主面前说：“主啊，请你等我一下，我会愿意的。”
If the Lord asks them to do something, but they can't do it, they say, "I'm willing to do it, but please wait for me."
Yeah, 这个叫做心转向主。
This is what it means to have a heart turned towards God.
不要一直跟主说主啊，我好软弱啊，我好可怜啊，不要这样子。我们要学会举目，要看见主自己，最好看见在十字架上为我舍命的主耶稣。
And we shouldn't just say that we're pitiful or weak, but we should look up to the Lord and to see His blood shed for us on the cross.
因为我们不举目啊，我们就活在自己的肉体里面。
Because if we don't look up, then we're still living in our own flesh.
啊，在肉体里什么不能得神的喜悦，没有办法进入这个交通的。
And in the flesh we cannot be pleasing to God, and we cannot enter into this fellowship.
而且在肉体里面呢，很容易被仇敌来欺骗，以为我们这是听见神的声音，其实那是你自己，甚至仇敌的建议的。
And in the flesh it's also easy to be deceived by, to be deceived either by Satan or our own words.
所以我们转向基督这一个学习啊就很重要。
So it's very important to learn how to turn towards Christ.
弟兄姊妹，每天早上、每天晚上都是我们操练把心转向基督的机会。
every morning and night is an opportunity to turn our hearts towards Christ.
慢慢的，我们在每一个时刻、每一件事情、每一个难处中，我们都转向基督。这是学来的。
So that slowly we can learn how to, in every single moment, every single thing, that we can turn towards Christ.
然后呢，保罗讲到，但他们的心几时啊，他底下就几时除去了。然后他说，主的灵在，就是那灵啊，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由了。
And so it says that the veil is taken away, so where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
啊，在英文里面呢，可以讲到两个字，一个叫做 whenever, 另外一个叫做 wherever。
And so there are two times, whenever and wherever.
啊，还有一个字叫做 no matter what， 这是我加上去的。
And a third one is no matter what.
就是我们要进入与主的交通，如果我们心操练好的话呢，我们随时随地随事都可以进入这个交通里面。
And so if our hearts are trained enough, then whenever, wherever, and no matter what, we can enter into this fellowship.
好，弟兄姊妹，我讲一个过去一位我所敬重的年长弟兄告诉我的事情。
And I want to talk about something that a brother I highly regarded told me before.
他说他们年轻的时候啊，就在一个敬虔的环境里面被培养长大了。
And he said that when he was younger, he was brought up in a godly environment.
他们一直觉得祷告啊，必须要在一个很安静、很神圣，然后要双手合起来，闭上眼睛低头，才叫做祷告。
And they felt that prayer had to happen in a quiet, serious place with your hands crossed and bowed down.
但是呢，后来环境临到，他们受很大的逼迫，他们呢不闭眼睛，他就觉得不能祷告，就很痛苦啊。
And so then, because of the environment and the prosecution, they felt that unless their eyes were closed, they couldn't pray. And this was because.
Yeah, 后来他碰见有一些基督徒说啊，我在痛苦中，在被别人呢，这个那时候有批斗大会啊，有什么这些东西站在那边，他说我的心在里面呢，与我的主交通，我不是受外面群众的言语的刺激。
And so they said that in times of sufferings and persecution, that they're still able to have their hearts fellowship with the Lord, not affected by anything on the outside.
他说那个弟兄跟我讲了这件事，给我一个很大的释放啊。
And so he said that after this brother told me this, I felt very free.
弟兄姊妹，交通的祷告不是在外面的环境，不是在音乐的气氛，不是在这些宗教的礼仪的里面，而是在你的心里面。
Because prayer is not about what's on the outside or about music or any religious practices, but inside.
啊，你如果真的摸到了在心里面与主交通啊，转向基督，随时随地随事，这个交通不会间断。
If you're able to enter into this fellowship in your hearts, turn your hearts towards Christ, then you can have this fellowship whenever, wherever, and no matter what.
就进入与主的交通，与主的交谈的。
And so then we can enter into this fellowship and talking with God.
我碰过有一些弟兄姊妹啊，生病了，啊，要上麻药以前，他跟主说：“主，我怕痛。”哎，主就听他祷告。
And so I met some of those who were sick and they had to have anesthesia and they prayed to the Lord about this.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，随时随地。
And so, no matter wherever and whenever.
保罗讲到啊。这个时候你心转向主啊，那么主就是那个灵，你就在灵里面遇见主了。
So, then if you turn your heart towards Christ and he is the spirit and you encounter him in the spirit.
主的灵在我灵里面，我灵里面就得自由了。
And if he is in my spirit, then my spirit will have freedom.
主的灵在我的心思意念里面，我心思意念就得自由。
And if his spirit is in our thoughts, then our thoughts are freed.
主的灵在我的身体里面，我的身体就得自由了。
Or if his spirits are in our bodies, then our bodies are now free.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？教会历史中有一种的历史叫做寻道者的历史。
In Christian history, there's the...
A history of martyrs.
The history of martyrs.
我盼望弟兄姊妹有机会应该读一读这些寻道者的见证。
And I hope if you have time, you can read the testimony of these martyrs.
有一天早晨，我吃早饭，我姊妹呢，晨更完了，她跟我讲，她说今天早上主告诉我一件事情。
One morning during breakfast, my wife, after devotions, told me that the Lord said something to her.
她说啊，历世历代那些为着主名寻道的人、受刑的人，他们一点都不痛。
And that in history, those who were martyrs for the Lord, they didn't have any pain.
我跟他讲，我们都没有这个经历，但是我早就知道了。
So I said that we didn't have this experience, but I already knew this.
你知道彼得讲到受苦的基督徒的时候，他说什么呢？神荣耀的灵与他们同在。
When Peter speaks of those Christians suffering, he says that the glorious spirit of the Lord was with them.
我们自己在肉身中经过被误会、被人定罪、被人痛骂，被人修理啊。但是我好像他不是在讲我，因为主的灵在这里，我这个人得自由。
And so you may experience the harsh words, the persecutions of other people, but you may not feel it because you have the Spirit of the Lord with you in which there is freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常奇妙的事情啊，进入这个交通啊，真是有福气啊。
And this is a very miraculous and blessing to be able to enter into this fellowship.
他说这个时候啊，我们不是一个人，每一个进入这交通的人，他说众人呢，我们都是敞着脸可以看见主。
And so not just for one person, but for all of us, we can see the Lord with unveiled faces.
就是环境，我自己，所有的事情，撒旦不能遮蔽主的容脸。
And that Satan cannot cover up, use the environment ourselves or anything to cover up the Lord's glory.
有一首诗歌啊，讲到啊，他说风暴不能遮蔽主容脸。我不晓得大家熟不熟这首诗歌。
There's a song that says the storms cannot cover up the Lord's glory.
His countenance, glorious countenance. 弟兄姊妹，为什么不能呢？因为这个唱诗歌的人在与主的交通的里面。
And the reason that it cannot is because the person singing is fellowshipping with God.
他是敞着脸，没有遮蔽的，可以看见主自己。
And they're able to see the Lord himself with unveiled faces.
这个时候圣灵在他的身上做工，把主的荣耀显在这个人的里面。
This is when the Spirit can work in the person to reveal the glory of God in them.
这是他生活的力量和生命改变的秘诀。
This is the strength of their life and the secret to changing and reforming their life.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们叹息自己啊，我最近常常有一句话，圣经小先知里面的。
Sometimes when we sigh.
A word of the minor prophet. 他说下令已完这个麦收秋麦已过。我们尚未得救。The summer is gone, and the harvest is done, yet we are not saved. 这个是在旧约里面小先知的一句话。你就看见今天很时代环境其实是催我们成熟的，但是如果我们不进入主的交通里面，环境过去了，我们人还是原来样子。
And so we see that the environment wants us to mature and grow, but if we don't have the fellowship of God when the environment passes, then we're still the same.
这夏令已过，麦秋已完了，但是我们尚未得救，那是很可惜的事情。
It'd be a very pitiful thing if the harvest is past, the summer has ended, but we're still not saved.
但是主给我们预备的是超过我们所求所想。
But the Lord has prepared for us past what we can ask for or understand.
是足足有余的恩典。
It's His full grace.
他这个恩典能够改变我们的生命。
And this grace is able to change our life.
弟兄姊妹，最后我要用尼希米 他的祷告生活来说明这个交通。
And I lastly want to use Nehemiah's prayer life to describe fellowship.
好，我们读旧约的尼希米记，你就看见他是一个祷告的。
If you read about Nehemiah in the Old Testament, you see that he was the person who prayed.
而且他是在世界上承担很重要责任的一个人。
And that he was also a person who had great responsibility on earth.
他在王宫里面是做当时世界最大帝国的这个君王的酒政的。
And he was a cupbearer to the king in the biggest empire at the time.
但是神把关心他百姓耶路撒冷的那个负担放在尼希米的里面。
But God also placed a burden on Nehemiah to care about his people, the Israelites.
尼希米开头的时候是知道耶路撒冷的光景，他回到家中祷告。
And when Nehemiah found out about the situation of the Israelites, he went home and prayed.
然后他上班的时候，在王的面前，王在跟他对话的时候，他张着眼睛，他心里面在祷告。
And when he was at work, he was eyes open talking to the king, he still was praying in his heart.
他在和耶路撒冷那些一同做工的弟兄们一起劳苦付代价的时候，他在那里祷告。
And when he was paying the price and working with those Israelites, he was still praying.
他遇见仇敌啊，用诡计、用引诱陷阱啊来陷害他的时候，他在那里祷告。
When he encountered the devil, when he encountered the schemes and deceits, he still was praying.
我们看见，当神把神的心意放在他心中的时候，他仍然在祷告。
When God's will was placed in his heart, he had to pray.
这给我们看见了，尼希米这么忙的人都可以进入一个祷告的交通生活里面，或者交通的祷告生活里面，我们今天每一个人更应该享受这个福分，得着主给我们的这个供应。
And so when, even though Nehemiah was so busy, he still was able to have this life of prayer and fellowship. And so for us, we should even more so, and to receive his blessings for us.
我想我今天晚上就交通这么多，好不好？我们有一点祷告。
Wanted to share for tonight, and let's have some prayer.
我们还是请弟兄姊妹们有几位开声的在主面前，把我们的领受，把我们的心愿，把我们的爱慕献给主，好不好？那我们最后还是请这个或者我们请王聪弟兄请张璇弟兄最后做结束祷告，好不好？主，每次当我们来到十字架底下，我们心里面实在充满了感谢，充满了敬拜。主啊，若不是你为我舍身流血，我今天是与神无份无关，活在地上没有指望，也没有目的。亲爱的主啊，今天因着你十字架的救赎，我们成了回家的儿女。我们因着圣灵住在我们里面，我们可以呼喊神做我们的阿爸父亲。我们因着你的血，我们可以坦然地进入至圣所，来亲近爱我们的神，在你的里面享受他一切的丰富和供应。亲爱的主啊，你把祷告的权柄和职分赐给每一个你的儿女，你先要在祷告生活中供应我们，满足我们，并且成为我们的力量和喜乐。所以你愿意在祷告中与我们交通，愿我们每一个属你的儿女，我们响应主啊你的邀请和呼召，我们愿意进前来，我们愿意每天花时间坐在你的脚前等候你，也愿你借着圣灵和环境教导我们的心，学习时刻的转向基督， 使我们的心常常可想我们的神自己，好叫我们在日常的生活小事中享受与父神交通，与我们主耶稣基督交通的喜乐和甜美。我们为着今天晚上的聚会献上满心的感谢和赞美，谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。